The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Danilo, Serene, and Sunny.
True, nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous, I had been and am. But why will you say that I am mad? Every night at 12 a.m. I would look into the old man's room, staring at him from afar. I'd wait, shining my light upon him, waiting for that one evil eye to open. The eye sent chills down my back, with its slimy texture and cloudy appearance. It would taunt me, provoking me to kill my prey. That night it was decided I would commit the sinful deed right there, right then. Upon watching him as I normally did, he was awakened, startled by my noise. He sat up, looking around, expecting to see someone there with him. After the hours passed, he reassured himself that nothing was wrong.
It is nothing but the wind in the chimney. It is only a mouse crossing the floor.
Once the old man fell asleep, there was a beating that only got louder as the minutes passed. Afraid that the neighbors would hear this sound along with me, I made my move. I let a triumphant roar as I pounced upon him, and I heard him shriek. But only once, I suffocated him to death. As I smothered him with his mattress, I still felt no movement and knew that I accomplished my mission. I mutilated the body and placed it under the floorboards to hide the evidence of my killing. I then cleaned up my bloody mess just in time to hear a knock on the door.
Hello. There was a complaint from the neighbors that they heard a loud scream. May we investigate your home?
Of course. Come in, take a seat.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
They searched the house, finding no evidence, and I smirked, pleased with my performance. That's when I heard it, the beating, that horrible, horrible beating. It would not disappear, it only stayed, haunting me, as I once had the old man. I tried to ignore it, but it only became louder, forcing me to confess my sins. Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more, I admit the deed, open up the planks, here, it is the beating of the hideous heart.